This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Roshan and Noel. And now turning our attention to Hong Kong, stocks rose there for a third day yesterday as technology companies staged the biggest rebound in 3 weeks. Now, the Hang Seng Index climbed 1.6% and the Hang Seng Tech Index jumped around 2.6%, heading for its biggest gain since June 23rd, so recouping some of the $155 billion sell-off last week.
Yeah, so that said, the index has taken a tumble over peaking after peaking in February, falling around 10% after it broke past the 30,000 points for the first time since May 2019. I think the big question here, the Chinese tech companies, right, is it still a buying opportunity or is there more trouble ahead?
To find out, we're speaking this morning to Moon Hon Tham, Head of Greater China Research at UOB Kay Hian. Moon Hon, thank you so much for joining us today. So the Hang Seng started off the year strong, but it has lost quite a bit of ground since then. It's now only up about 2.7% yesterday. What is the reason for this?
Oh, hi, morning. On the Hang Seng Index, I think the main concern investors have on China is really the slowing growth. If you look at the recent PMI numbers coming out from China, they have been rather weak. And also, I think globally, there are other concerns or uncertainties that we have to deal with. One is, the Fed taper. You know, when would it happen? In what form? And also, there's also concerns that this economic opening up might be delayed further due to the Delta variant. So all these factors has started to weigh on the Chinese stocks.
So, Manon, then, is this a buying opportunity or is there more room to the downside when we take a look at Hong Kong stocks and the Hang Seng Index?
Well, if you look at the Hang Seng Index, as of yesterday, right, it's trading at 12 times PE, which is just above the mean valuation. But if you look at the Hang Seng Index trading range for the past few years, it's been trading between 9 to 12 times. So we are still slightly above that range. I would think that with the uncertainties that I mentioned, that there is still some room for further pullback.
Beijing's moves to regulate Chinese tech companies, including Didi Chuxing recently, how significant is this regulatory risk in terms of the impact on valuations of Chinese tech stocks?
I suppose we really have to look at the individual stocks, because some of them that we cover, like JD or Meituan, we don't think that they have much of the outstanding issues at this point. In fact, they are approaching quite attractive valuations. But for some of the names like Tencent, where a lot of the recent gains on the bottom line has been due to divestments, and they have to spin off companies, but given the changing regulations, some of these spin-off IPOs might be delayed, and hence, earnings growth and valuations would have to come off. So for some of these big tech names at Tencent, we probably see buying opportunity below $500. But generally, you probably have to take the PE valuations a few notches down to be safe.
Now, speaking of IPOs, TikTok rival Kuaishou Technology raised $6.2 billion in its public debut in February, becoming the world's largest IPO for the first half of the year. But are there any upcoming IPOs in Hong Kong that might see the same interest even after the situation with Didi?
Well, I think the tech names probably go quiet for quite a while. I think they will have to wait for clarity from the Chinese authorities. But if you look at the IPO pipeline, actually there'll be quite a few interesting healthcare names that are coming up. And I think investors might want to pay some attention to names like Shanghai Health Heart Care or Acutech or Edding Group. I think these are the ones that are involved in medical devices, and so far they have been underrepresented on the indices. So it will be quite interesting stocks for investors.
On that note, more than $51.5 billion US dollars in funds were raised in Hong Kong through IPOs last year, an increase of 27% on year. Now, with the increasing regulatory scrutiny by Chinese authorities towards foreign listings, will 2021 be a hotter year for capital markets in Hong Kong?
I think unlikely. Probably this year from last year. I think most of the big tech names would be a bit more cautious and make sure that they don't run foul of any regulatory changes. So, probably we have to wait till maybe 2022 to have bigger numbers.
Well, the Hang Seng Index is expected to expand its membership to 80 stocks by the middle of next year. What are the implications of this, and what sort of stocks could be interesting to look into?
Well, the revamp of this Hang Seng Index, I reckon that it is to be more reflective of the development of the Chinese economy. So you'll progressively see more of the tech names or new economy names being included. Definitely the existing incumbent property names or some of the financial names and the old economy names will be at a disadvantage. But by and large, I think this is a very good move because, Hang Seng needs to keep aligned with the development of the Chinese economy. But of course, with this revamp, they have also highlighted that they would keep a certain waiting for the Hong Kong stocks. So it would be quite different from the other like MSCI China indices, which are good benchmarks as well. So I see Hang Seng Index remaining very relevant for investors.
And yet, the Hong Kong Exchange in May announced that it would raise its profit requirements by 60% for listing applicants starting January of 2022, which was the first increase in almost 30 years for the bourse. Is this going to reduce its competitiveness with other exchanges?
I don't think so, because Hong Kong Exchange has all along been relatively stringent on the listing requirements. And if you look at what Hong Kong Exchange did in 2020, they had about 138 IPOs, and if you use the new criteria, only about 7 of these cases would have failed, and these 7 cases together would have only raised less than 1 billion Hong Kong compared to the whole IPO proceeds of about 388 billion for the whole market. So I don't think that will be an issue, but it's definitely moving in the right direction.
So the big question then, Wenhuan, what are your top picks in terms of sectors and stocks?
We did our mid-year strategy at the end of June. We actually did turn more defensive, looking at, as I mentioned, the concerns that we had earlier. So we went overweight on the defensive, like consumer staples, healthcare, utilities. And we did have some of the higher beta names, but then this came from sectors where we believe there will be structural growth and, or turnaround stories. So key stuff like ZTE, Kingbot Laminates, like automation stocks like S-Tune, renewable names like China Longyuan, are on our buy list. And the more defensive names on the healthcare like Standard BioPharm, and also the property management companies that have strong cash flow like Ever Sunshine are good names to look at as well. But I think given the market has pulled back to this level, I would not actually, go overboard and buying these names now. I'd rather wait for more pullback and buy into the big tech names again. I think that will be a better trade for investors at this juncture.
Wenhuan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Wenhuan Tham, Head of Greater China Research at UOB Kay Hian, talking us through whether or not the pullback in the Hang Seng presents a buying opportunity for investors, enterprising investors. And of course, I think he seems to be of the opinion that to wait a little bit more because the pullback may still have legs.
Yeah, so the Hang Seng was the exchange that brought in the third biggest IPO proceeds for the first half of 2021. They brought in $26 billion in comparison. The number one was NASDAQ with $46 billion and the NYSE, the New York Stock Exchange, with $28 billion in IPO proceeds. They were also number three in the second half of last year, but the biggest IPO this year was Kuaishou Technology in terms of funds raised, and that was on the Hong Kong Exchange, $6.2 billion raised on that from that IPO.
Yes, I think a major development that may be benefiting Hong Kong in the medium to long term is the fact that the Chinese government will now require Chinese companies who want to list abroad to get approval from Beijing first, Beijing authorities. So, as a result, more Chinese companies may be compelled to then just list in Hong Kong to bypass the need for this regulation. But having said that, of course, it's not automatic approval that they can still list on Hong Kong.
Lots of things certainly to watch out for on that front. Be sure to stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.